Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast where I, your host Natasha Chandel, and some cool guests break down the dating world and try to figure out why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is zodiac signs. What does your sign say about you? Let's find out. All right, guys. I'm already like cringing because I cursed, and my guest today is my dad. Sorry, Daddy. This
no
is
problem.
An explicit podcast.
That's okay.
Friends, you're listening to Kinda Dating. I'm Natasha. And today's episode is going to be a little different than the last ones, mostly because, like I said, the guest today is my papa, Vedic astrologer Chetan Chandel. Very little known fact that my dad is an astrologer, an actual Indian astrologer, for like decades. And I don't talk about it too much. But today we are, because we have a dating podcast and my parents were in town and I was like, hey, why not? When else could I ever get my parents on a show that I'm on? And so I decided to get my daddy on the podcast today. So please beware that I probably won't be able to curse as much as I normally do. I'll be a good girl, daddy. And I might break out into some Hindi because, I'll keep translating as we go along. But my dad is like a wealth of knowledge. I don't tell you that too much because it'll get to your head.
Yeah, okay.
But he is, and you're very, very good at what you do. How long have you been doing astrology for?
You see, as you know, I'm basically a qualified architect.
Yeah.
And once I started into this, I found many facts of my life relevant with astrology.
Yeah.
And how astrology, after it is your mother who brought me books and everything, though I got in Canada education in Western astrology.
Because behind a good man is a good woman.
Yeah. And qualified from Montreal University with the highest ever mark got by anybody.
Yeah, because you are obsessed
showed
with
in the certificate.
Yeah.
As it is written there. And but this was Western part of astrology. Then the Western part, I was very much interested from my childhood about astrology, mm-hmm. You know. It was very attractive, you know. And because I learned at early age, I was kind of a star among young girls and boys, you know. They will ask me, what is my sign is this, and tell me about me. So I used to, you know, tell, and
that.
People were attracted, you know.
That's funny.
So though I was not having a in-depth knowledge, but I got attraction, you know, I got interest.
Yeah.
So one day, that like when we came to Canada, one day with my friend's daughter, I was talking to her, and with that kind of knowledge of astrology, when I told her that you're sister and you will not have good relation, you know. And she got so much angry with me and said that how the hell you can tell, what authority you have, what, you know, how you can say.
Yeah.
Then I decided that I will educate myself, I will have
like
a certificate myself. And like, you know, in this country, everything needs a certificate and registration and everything.
Right.
So I got that. But still, I was not satisfied with that.
But funny enough, you were right about that, too.
Yeah. But,
you were right that she
but
didn't.
But the Western astrology, now today, later she came after some years and he told me that I was right.
Yeah, yeah.
And she now asked me about astrology. You know,
right.
About her problems and all that. But anyway, you know, always
but
in
you
life.
You wanted to get certified.
You should like people who challenge you, who always criticize you. You should be more friendly with people who are, they are your well-wisher, who challenge you every time.
This is those why who, you and I get along.
Yes, that's why. And those who are always with you and never say when you're wrong, then, you know, they are not your good friends, you know.
So what's the difference between, because a lot of people don't know, right? We're most of our listeners are in North America or Western countries. So what's the difference between Vedic astrology and Western astrology? Because like most people go and they base their, you know, they're looking at the zodiac and they think, hey, I was born May 28, so I'm a Gemini. But according to Vedic astrology, what's the real...
You know, the basic difference between them is, you know, the Western astrology tells about psychological thing, you know, like, and other thing, physical things. Mm-hmm. Say your character, your liking, and it doesn't go into the depth. It cannot say, like, what part of your life or what, you know,
like very specific details.
Specific details where you can make improvement, you know.
And that's because Western astrology is based on sun sign.
That is also there, sun signs, and that sun sign changes after every 2,550 years later. When Jesus Christ was born, his sun sign was Capricorn. If you see, make the same horoscope in this thing today, it is in Sagittarius. The same sun sign is in Sagittarius. And after a few hundred years, it will be in Scorpio. So whereas,
but the moon sign doesn't change.
Moon sign doesn't change. But Indian astrology, which is called Indian astrology, it is ancient name is Vedic astrology. Mm-hmm. When Britishers came to India, people we started recognize as Indian. Mm-hmm. It became Indian astrology. Mm-hmm. It was basically always a Vedic astrology, and which is for thousands of years old. Then people started calling it Hindu astrology because most of the practitioners were Hindus, mm-hmm. you know.
But so, Vedic astrology is based on, like, so Western is based on just like periods of your life. So again, you know, May 22nd to June 21st or whatever.
I'm coming to that point, you know, that in Vedic astrology,
that is telling me to be quiet.
We make all prediction based on your moon sign.
Mm-hmm.
And moon changes every you know, in 54 hours, moon changes its sign. Mm-hmm. And whereas sun changes its sign into 1 month.
Yeah.
Because there are 12 months, 12 signs. Earth completes a full round of the around the sun in 1 year. So that's why it is divided into 12. And Western astrology calculates everything with the sun, you know, whereas we calculate everything with the moon. And even in that, we are having, like, say, many people ask questions. They don't believe in astrology because they have not. Because every subject, you know, there are, as I was talking about myself when I was a young boy, I was having basic knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
Not a, like, if maybe I was telling stupid things to people and some were attractive and, you know, not accurate, you know.
Yeah.
So every subject, if you go in mathematics, there is a basic mathematics, then intermediate, then higher mathematics, then advanced mathematics, and then highly advanced, you know. In the same way, in astrology is there, which is when you go more in detail, then you see exactly, you know, generally, like, give an example of, you know, most of the, when a patient goes to a doctor, he says that he's having cough and cold. In long before, 30, 50 years before, they used to give general antibiotics for everybody, penicillin, okay, go take this. But now, when
everything
a patient
tailored.
Is not improved with that, then they change the antibiotics, but still not improving. Then what they do? They take analysis of the blood, they go more in detail, microscopic study of that, and particular bacteria is detected, and accordingly they give medicines, and the person is immediately improved, you know, within short time. So in the same way, astrology is, unless you go into the detail, like, the question comes, most of the people, in the same day Prince Charles were born, and there were so many people were born. See where Prince Charles is? Where is the other guy, you know? But the difference is the estrogen changes in every 2 minutes, three minutes.
Yes, and so that's the thing. So the difference also I was trying to get to with Vedic astrology is it is based on your place of birth, your day of birth, and your time of
birth. Time of birth also.
So time of birth is what makes it very specific, yeah. Right? Because that's why you and I have that conversation. We have, I have friends who are twins. They're identical twins.
Your cousins are twins.
Yeah, my cousins.
I have their horoscope, yeah. You know. And they are two different kind
completely
of characters.
Completely different,
and
yeah.
I can see the difference, you know.
And
I
it's
tell
only
people
because...
see the horoscope difference right. between them.
And they have like a 3 minute or something difference, right?
3-4 minutes
and
difference.
And that makes such a
and
huge...
And that makes such
yeah,
difference.
Completely
one
different
is in studies
trajectory.
Excellent, other doesn't take interest in studies. Yeah. Like that, you know, there yeah. are many things between them.
Yeah.
One change height is longer, another yeah. is shorter.
And I think, and that's how you can get into deeper analysis of a
yeah,
person, right?
Correct.
Is because I always try to explain to people in that way that... you know, like kind of what you said, there's so many people born on the exact same day, but no person in the history of time will ever have been born the exact same day, place, and time as somebody else. Like, there'll always be a few seconds difference, even that. Like, if you
yeah,
even wanted
you
to
go
microscopically,
details,
yeah.
There.
And that's why every single person is unique and has their own trajectory of life.
Yeah.
And, like, no two people will ever have the same... life.
Suppose it is possible sometime that two people are having born nearly 1-2 minutes.
Yeah,
and
nearly, yeah.
But if you go into their life, you will find that the person you say so-called from a poor family,
mm-hmm.
if you will see his life and if you compare with the other person, say he is so wealthy and rich, you will find the difference that
yeah.
that person will rise to a great height,
mm-hmm.
You know, when compared to, or not compared to his this thing, but definitely you will see that his life will be similar to quite in many ways, you know.
Yeah. So how could somebody find out what their moon sign is? Is there like a simple, because like, what am I? I'm a Gemini, but you say I'm Aries or Taurus
no,
or what?
You,
what am I?
Listen, you think you are Gemini.
Yes.
You know, according to the
Western
yeah. system. But if you go to the Vedic astrology, it is in Taurus.
Oh, right.
But
I hate Taurians.
But one thing is there. You hate it. It's good, maybe. I was talking to your mother just in last 1 hour. That, you know, she basically, her...
Get ready, everybody.
If you go into the microscopic study, your sign is in Aries. Your sun sign is in Aries.
I'm fiery.
Where your moon sign, as per birth chart, is in Aries, but it moves to in Pisces. So it can be, so as I told you that your time of birth is very controversial
yes.
because of the problem at the time of birth.
So for anybody out there listening, what I find very ironic is that my astrologer dad has a daughter whose time of birth he doesn't exactly know because when I was born...
the electricity in the... operating theater was
they made
the generators which are for emergency they were not working and in a very highly sophisticated most expensive hospital you were born
yeah.
and there this problem happens you know
and
which
so they made an incision with my mom the electricity went out. The generators didn't come back on. It finally did come back on. They made like an emergency delivery and my mom and I were both very, and I guess apparently I was resuscitated, guys. That's what my
you were born limp.
Yeah, limp. And so my
and your mother
report
was,
says
yeah.
that I was resuscitated. My mom was like half dead. And so as a result, my birth certificate actually says that they approximated my time of birth because of the stuff that was going on. So they just said, like, extenuating circumstances.
And
they
Vedic
don't exactly
astrology
know.
Says that, you know, when we go more into detail, Vedic astrology says that when a child's first cry
yeah, that's there.
Happened, that is the real birth of
yeah.
time. So it is very
so everybody was freaking
to,
out.
You know, especially most of the kids, they... cry, I believe, in 1 or 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, but not Like in your
not
case.
Not me.
You're not.
Took a lot more to get me. Yeah. Question, Daddy. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about, because, you know, this is a dating podcast and we're talking about relationships. So can you tell us some brief qualities? I know you hate this. I know, because you prefer to be very detailed about people. But like some brief qualities about we're going to go off moon signs. So like if somebody were Aries, if they were Aquarius. So can we go from like Aquarius to Sagittarius? Let's go through it. Can you give me some like basic traits of those people? So like Aquarians.
You know, Aquarians are more, this is an intellectual sign. And it is airy sign, you know, air sign.
Air sign, yeah.
They are considered intellectuals. They are more interested in electronics and...
like my mom.
Yes, because though she is not this, but her rising sign is Aquarius. So that affects, you know, if your sun sign, rising sign, and your moon sign. If any one of these things is having one of that, you have those qualities, you know. So, but everything is calculated with your moon in Vedic astrology. So other things is that Aquarians can be eccentric. Because it is ruled by Saturn, you know, and they are very friendly people. They have maximum friends, you know, like the friends are, they feel reliable with them also. Yeah. So it is a very friendly sign.
What about, what's next, Pisces?
Pisces, yeah, Pisces is a water sign ruled by Jupiter and... most of the pastors and religious people, they are born into this. This is a very, they are very, very compassionate people and, you know, preachers and like more into the psychological part of life is, you know, mystic people, you know, and also they are very sensitive also. And another one quality, negative quality of them is because it represent, if you see in the sign, Pisces is a fish, you know, two fish going in opposite direction. It means what?
They're crazy.
Not crazy. Means their one thought goes this way, goes this way. They cannot decide anything in their life. They need help from the family members of close, you know.
Right.
So they are very, very sensitive, plus very intelligent. They are, because ruled by Jupiter, so they are very intelligent. And at the same time, they cannot decide things, you know. And the Pisces girls, even the sign is there, they are very... like fish, you know, delicate and good-looking. So these are the physical qualities also of man or woman.
What about Aries? Whew.
Aries is a fire sign ruled by Mars.
Yeah.
You know, so like anything in with born in the sun sign, whether it is moon or the rising sign, which is called ascendant, or sun sign, these people are... they can be, if it is not afflicted, means if it doesn't, if this sign doesn't have
an aspect of another planet,
bad aspect of negative planets like Saturn, Mars, and Mars makes more aggressive, Saturn makes crazy, and you know, so they, if they don't have any negative effect, they can be highly spiritual, but. Mostly these people are like, if I give you the really example, the Saddam Hussein was, you know, was Aries in sun in Aries. Hitler was 20th April sun in Aries. So they were very headstrong. Even the Canadian Prime Minister, he was there, though he was in Canada. He was considered very headstrong.
But there must be nice things about Aries too.
Yeah, nice thing is that they are very intelligent. They can be really highly spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can compete them in spirituality on a higher level. In everything, there is a lower level and a higher level, you know. So the lower level is just you go and pray, and this thing is the real spirituality is when you are away from religion, and you know you are you think of equality, justice, peace, no non-violence, and rising you know spiritually at a higher level, you know, higher consciousness.
What about Taurians?
As you know, the Taurian is a ox sign, you know. Yeah, so they are bully kind of people, you know.
That's what my dad always says about me. He tells everybody I'm a bully.
No, it is not like that. Like, you know, they always remember one thing.
It's okay.
When any individual dealing in family is a different thing, you know, because it is because we love so much each other that because of that love, you will act like that. And then again, you will be again normal, you know. But if you interact like that in the society, in your workplace, in your other thing, then it is it affects, you know.
Okay, so, what are some really nice things about Taurians? He's got
Taurians, they have a tremendous tolerance, you know.
I am so tolerant
of a Taurian person. Yeah. That is their biggest quality. And at the time of when there is a moment in life when people break, you know, they will never break. They will make the other person also include with them and save the person from breaking, you know.
Yeah.
So that is a very, you know, biggest quality of this thing.
Gemini.
Geminis are similar to kind little bit of they are. It is also airy sign.
Air sign.
Airy. It is called.
Taurus
is an earthly sign.
Yeah.
They want comforts in life. Yeah. Too much comfort. They want a lot of wealth in life. So that is Taurian, you know.
Gemini
air sign,
they are
more inclined toward intellectual things in life. So writing and... So any person is not full of one sign.
Of course,
sign,
it's
just
one, yeah.
We are having combinations of qualities of different signs according to the horoscope.
Yeah.
But like these are the... Like in moon and sun signs, they play a very important role in our life. So this Gemini is, as I said, airy sign. They are highly intellectual. They are...
there are a lot of really smart signs right now, I feel like.
Like they're, you know, as you're talking about the girls, they like to mix up too much with the boys. And the boys, you know...
I'm a Taurian. Don't look at me.
No, I'm not saying you. You know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about...
I'm
like, so as you are connecting me me about this love and this thing.
Yeah.
So they are very, like, kind of romantic people also. Gemini with the sign is a flying kind of young girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So... The basic quality that is intellectual sign, and they go along well with anybody.
Right. What's after Gemini?
Like with the fire sign, you know, if the fire is there, and when it gets more wind, what happens? Fire grow.
Right.
And then they mingle with each other.
Right.
So it means anybody who's having a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, if they go with air sign, it is very compatible, you know.
What about what's after them? Cancer.
Cancer is again a water sign. They are very all water signs are very sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
Especially because when sun, you put any fire and water together, then you know what happens, you know. So that kind of noise you hear of. I say burning coal and then put in water.
Oh, right,
and,
yeah.
You know, so basically, and that's why they are very sensitive. Cancer people are also very love and affection. They are very family oriented. They will love their children and family to the last of their breath, you know.
What's after Cancer? I always forget.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo is a royal sign.
Right. Is that what you
Leo
are,
Aish? Leo is again also a fire sign.
Yeah.
But it is different fire than Leo, sorry, Aries and yeah. Sagittarius. The two are very fiery, but though it is fiery, but
fiery. Yeah.
But they are like, you see, lion is never bothered about anybody. You know, he's just sleeping. He's not
unless
worried about anybody.
Unless you piss the lion off,
yeah.
And then they'll...
So that's why it is a royal sign, you yeah. know. It is called royal, and they are very good, sympathetic people. They are
yeah.
generous, and all good qualities are there, except though the anger, when anger comes, it is beyond their control mm. also. It can be like your brother is Leo, you know. So
yep.
he never gets angry.
Mm-hmm.
But if he gets angry, then
God,
rarely it will happen.
God help us all.
No, I
I'm
don't
kidding.
Know that.
I'm
but
joking. It's a joke. I'm just joking.
No, but it is it is okay. But
what's
I remember,
after?
As you say, saying, I remember once he got angry, he cannot do anything. He broke the wall, made
yeah,
a big hole in the wall. You
he
know?
Punched the wall.
Punched the wall. You know? So
we didn't let him live that down for like 10 years.
Yeah.
We were like, you want to punch the wall again? Why don't you punch the wall again? Why don't you punch the wall? He never did it again. What's after Leo?
Is Virgo.
Virgo.
Virgo sign is ruled by Mercury,
mm-hmm.
planet Mercury, which is also Mercury sign is its color is green.
Mm-hmm.
Every planets they have color means they are very analytical people. They also are having difficulty in taking a decision
mm.
because they go too much into detail.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into too much detail, you know, you are left behind.
Yeah.
So that is their one. It is a positive point also, but, you know, it becomes negative also sometimes if it is too much, you know,
yeah.
analytical you become. So they go slow, they, you know.
Control
things,
freaks.
You know, they try to, in any relation, they will try to analyze a person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they go, and sign of Mercury, it is, like they are also intelligent. Mercury sign means for good. They can be good in education if it is not afflicted.
Yeah.
In business, they are
good.
They can be good because it depends again on the this I'm talking about sun sign
yeah,
or in if it is in moon sign, it depends on the star also
mm-hmm.
in which star you are having, you know.
And what's
after that is
Libra. Mm-hmm.
Libra is called a scale, you know.
Yeah, the balance
which is you see in front of the court, you
yeah.
know. Always means they, as I don't know, really speaking, I don't know many Liberians, but it is considered a sign which they want justice, and they also are very
balanced,
but they are because it is ruled by Venus, and so they like luxury in life, and Venus, Taurus,
yeah.
they are ruled by Venus.
Right.
And Venus is a sign of...
Or Libra and Taurus are ruled by Venus.
Yeah. So they like luxury in
mm-hmm.
life. There is, you know, luxury. Everything comes in luxury,
yeah.
you know, you can say. But the problem is like if it is negative, then they go too much into kind of heavy drinking or you know, means they if somebody seeks happiness too much outside, you know,
yeah, then they can't.
Then you get frustration, you know. You have to be happy within yourself, inside
mm-hmm.
also, you know. So real happiness comes from inside, not from outside.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, we are living in the world, we have to keep a balance between the two, you know.
What's after Libra?
It's Scorpio.
I feel like I just start, like, losing track of the signs after mine. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Scorpio is, yeah.
Scorpio. You see the Scorpio sign, the crab?
Yeah.
You know,
no, it's a scorpion.
Is actually
it's a
yeah, cancer,
yeah.
But
scorpion.
This,
the actual
Scorpio,
the one that'll,
is,
like,
yeah,
sting you.
It is actually that, like a crab, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like scorpion, the difference between the two is, look, though they both are very jealous people, you know.
Yeah.
And they, especially scorpion, if they are angry, they take revenge from.
Oh yeah.
You know, from.
I have a couple best friends who are scorpions.
And so that's their negative trait.
Yeah.
And also, it is a water sign. They are highly sensitive. But it depends, as you said, I know your friend, but it depends what other signs are there, combinations of all that. But that plays a very important role in life also. So scorpions, they are, you know, in politics also very successful people are.
Interesting.
There I have seen, you know. But as I said, you know, it's the individual horoscope you have to see. You cannot, you know, go into details about the signs, you know.
But what's after Scorpio?
After Scorpio is Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah. Is that the final one?
That is a fire sign also. And in fire sign, as I said again, they are also very intellectual. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. And they are very much, you know, interested in like many things of life. You know, like that is a very I cannot talk more about them. Like it is a. Fire sign.
Yeah, they're smart, and
it is ruled by Jupiter,
right?
And the Jupiter qualities are with them. They are very wise. They are very intellectual people. Also, they can grow in any kind of like in philosophy, in religion.
I have friends. Well, I mean, I know this is a sun sign, but I have friends who are Sagittarians, and I've dated one. And they're all fun. They're very fun people.
Yeah, they are very fun people also. Yeah, I was having also my best friend a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So they are not like Aries, you know, much anger.
Yeah.
But it is a fire sign, so they're controlled with this.
Right.
Because Aries is controlled by Mars,
mm-hmm.
which is another, you know, fire, you know. You know, Mars is very famous for violence and this thing.
Yeah.
But Sagittarius is by Jupiter. Jupiter is considered a very, very balanced, you know, with the wisdom.
Yeah.
It is related with wisdom, intelligence, and, you know.
So we're going to take a break for a quick second. We're going to come back and wait, there's one more sign? What sign? Always forget about Capricorns. Literally, I forget about them. I'm sorry, Capricorns out there. But please, Tess, tell me about Capricorns.
Capricorn is called the 10th sign of the zodiac. It is ruled by Saturn, and it is an earth sign. So, you know, as all earth signs are more interested in accumulating wealth...
Mm.
And the sign, if you see, it is half animal and half...
beast or something?
Half
person,
human.
Yeah.
So, you know, the upper part indicates intelligence, wisdom, and thing. The lower part is considered as animal instinct, you know.
Yeah.
So... They have both qualities of animal instinct and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
but mostly they are more interested in it is a more very balanced sign.
Mm-hmm.
They are people with this sign. They are very successful businessmen.
Nice.
And individuals, you know.
So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with my dad. We're going to talk about what signs should you, what sign is like the most compatible? Maybe what signs are most compatible together? And is there a sign that just like is the standout perfect partner sign? We're going to find that all out after this break. Hey, friends, we're back. You're listening to Kinda Dating. I'm Natasha Chandel. Today's guest is none other than my papa. Vedic astrologer Chetan Chandel is here with me today, and we are talking about zodiac signs and love. You know, it's interesting because I've had a lot of friends. One of the reasons I don't talk about your astrology as much is because it's so polarizing. Like, some people either believe and some people don't at all. But you have been, like, every time I tell people these two stories, they start changing, which is, for those who don't believe, again, Vedic astrology is based on your date of birth, place of birth, time of birth, not just your month or whatever, your month and day. So when
and that
I...
That too, the time should be...
Specific.
To know the exact, the correct, to not to blame me.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have to give me the correct time,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, the other thing is, so when I was younger, my best friend came to my dad, and I remember because I was there for it, she just was like, can you, like, sit in? And a lot of people get scared because they don't know what they want to hear, but my best friend came to my dad and asked him, she was confused about two guys she was dating, and she was like, I don't know what to do, and she was very upset. So she came, and in all of our years of being best friends, she never wanted to, like, know anything, but this time she's like, I'm confused, I want to know. So she came, spoke to my dad. My dad's literal response was, I remember, I don't even know if you remember this, but I was sitting there, he said, dump both of them. In a year, your life is going to be like 180. It'll be completely different. You're going to meet somebody and you'll be married and it'll be fine. And she had nobody else. And I remember she was like, there's no way. I don't understand how this could happen. But she actually followed your advice. She doesn't say it much, but she dumped both those guys and she was very confused. And within 7 months, met her now husband. And they've been married for 5 years and whatever. So she's always like, oh my God. And then... I remember, like, we were saying, you know, one thing you are very, 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 very good at and is like when it comes to dating for me, as much as I don't want to ask you sometimes about the person, but if I do have their date, place, time, and I ask you, you are so right about them that it's scary. Like, I remember once I was dating somebody, broke up with him, and then decided to ask my dad. And this is crazy guy. Everyone, you all know about crazy guy. I went and asked my dad about it afterwards, just to be like, I wonder if, like, what he would have said. But I just didn't ask you during. And then my dad said, I would never in my life approve of this relationship, because this person in this relationship, you will either get sick or you will die or you will go crazy, all of which felt like options at the time. And then you had also said, you said this person is either a he's addicted to either sex, gambling, or like alcohol, like he had an addictive, like, personality. And you were right about that. And then you had said, this person was probably either with somebody, either was married or with somebody from this time to this time. And I remember, like, he used to be engaged to the girl he then cheated on me with. And they were engaged exactly at, like, they met the time that you had said, and they broke up at the time that you had said. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I could have spared myself a lot of pain if I had just asked you that before. And so it's funny. And then, I mean, we won't get into this, but my recent ex that, you know, I remember you had said, this is a funny story, but we were all sitting at home and you did numerology and made a joke that he was number five. And you said, number five are known to be womanizers. And me and my mom sat there and just were like making fun of my now ex and just like just being jovial and just like cracking jokes about it. But we just didn't believe it. You said two things. You said womanizer and he's a good actor. And I was like, there's no way. This guy is like, you know, he seemed so like straight-laced. It didn't seem like he would be an actor.
Great actor, I said.
Yes, you said great actor. And funny enough, it was right. He cheated on me and lied to everybody and like convinced everybody that he was not what he was. And
But I changed, if you remember, I changed that time because.
But that's
I don't
because
want
you were
to
trying to.
Hurt,
yeah,
you, know,
you were
anybody.
Trying to defend him.
This is another part of astrology, you know. Like certain things, like, you know, most of the time girls, they are having already a boyfriend or, you know. Then it becomes very difficult for me
to tell
to
the, yeah.
When they are together, they like. And it is difficult for me to tell the truth,
yeah.
You know. So actually Vedic astrology was practiced in India where the marriages were arranged in the sense that the first...
Based on the charts, yeah.
Based on the charts, if it was matching, then in most of the families... So you can reject somebody, you know, saying that, okay, I don't like this based on the horoscope.
But you do still tell the truth. You tend to be a little more positive about it. Like you'll find a positive spin because I understand, like, if somebody's coming to you and they're already engaged and they're about to get married, and that point, I always tell people, I'm like, don't ask a question you don't want the real answer to because... like if you've already gone that far, nobody wants to be blamed for like breaking up a relationship. So like I feel like I understand some people's worry when it comes to astrology, but I'm like, if only ask a question you are okay to get the real answer.
See, the
to.
Depth of this astrology is so much that even we cannot talk here because it tells exactly, you know, even when you will meet, like even dates you can find out approximately, you know, if the correct time is there. But it doesn't mean that like mostly is, you know, there are many ways of telling. And this is, I'm talking one way which is so accurate. There are other ways of talking, you know, when, because planets are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
And your birth chart is a fixed chart
mm-hmm.
when you are born. And as such... you know, when the planets changes. So it is not always that, like, suppose you met with one boy and it didn't work. Again, it may come, you know. So after 1 year, maybe, or 2 years. So that I can see and tell, you know. So
What signs are... Okay, question. Real question.
Yeah.
Daddy. Of the, how many signs are there? 10, 12?
12
signs.
Know,
I fail. I already fail. I'm astrologer's daughter. I'm tanked the test. I knew that. I was kidding. Of the 12 signs, is there one sign that's just like they're like the best partner?
No,
I mean,
it is not like that. It has to listen always. You know why astrology?
But is there one
fails?
That just stands out?
Like see the Vedic astrology tells about everything in detail.
Yeah.
Like I give you an example. It gives whether there is any ego problem with them.
Right.
There are points for that. You know, there is an ego problem creates, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's like a 36-point chart or something?
Yeah, the chart is 36, but we cannot talk here,
yeah.
You know. So, but like I'm talking about the major points, you
mm-hmm.
know. Say the ego problem,
mm-hmm.
though there is one mark for this, but when ego of one is very high... and it is not matching, they cannot go together, you know, like there are a lot of conflicts, you know. So in the same way, there are points for friendship, whether two people can live together or not.
Oh, yeah.
Because before marriage, if you have noticed, there are couples before marriage, they were together for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after marriage, within a year, they separated.
Yeah.
So you should get a point from that, that the point is that, you know, before marriage, the relationship is artificial also. Mm-hmm. There is no, you know, exact...
Nobody's really themselves. Yeah.
Really themselves, you know. We act both of parties, and when they get married, then they think it is a license for, you know, a long time, but it is not a license, you know.
So when you match horoscopes, what are the traits or qualities that you tell people to weigh, like friendship, or is it like intimacy, or is it
when only matching the horoscope and not looking, going into the detail as the old system was, when the girls and boys were not meeting each other and it was decided parents, that time you have to see a sexual compatibility.
Yeah.
But nowadays I believe they are together for a long time and then they marry. So that point is okay.
Yeah.
You know, but then another point is that their development, economics, and whether they can be having, with the chart,
financial,
you can see that they can have a health problem. One of them can have a serious health problem. That shows whether they can together bring prosperity in their life or not. That is a very important point. I have seen when the charts matching, when it says that great power, not matching, it says great poverty. And I have matched so many horoscopes and I have seen real poverty in their life, you know, whereas they were normal, good people, but because of the association.
Their energies,
so
yeah.
in anything, say with sexual compatibility, A may not be compatible with B, but he may be compatible with C or D.
Yeah.
That can be seen from the chart. Mm. And in the same way, the you know, most important thing is that whether, like I have noticed, one says that there will be a separation or divorce or death of children.
Mm.
I have seen in every case death of children. Is it not a joke, you know?
Yeah.
It is not a joke. Yeah.
Like in the certain person's horoscope.
Yeah, no,
saw...
but before marriage, it shows that
right.
So I have seen that like one child has at least died.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
two, or,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So like that. And if it shows that they will prosperous, like they, it will become wealth into their life. And it really, such horoscopes are very less, you know.
You know what's interesting, though, with the points chart is that even if you took astrology out of it, like, that is how people should start viewing serious relationships that they want to be in. It's not just, like, about love. Love is obviously important, which is, like, your chemistry and whatever. But we've talked about it so much on the show about, like, your compatibility, like, can you, you know, have a future together? Do you have, like, whatever, your...
health is a very important
health
problem.
I mean, yeah, that one's, like a hard one to predict.
No,
but
it is very easy. It is easy.
No, I mean, like, without astrology, that's a hard one to predict,
without astrology,
right? Like, but that said, like, can you work with somebody through the things? Do you have a real friendship that'll last you in your lifetime? What you said about ego, like, people's... like their real personality traits, like are they beneficial to a relationship or not? Like those are things people should think about, even without
like, we call it gana dosh, means they see whether both are compatible in their attitude or not. Like one is, say, we call human, both are human, or both are angels, or both are devils.
Yeah.
So in the English term, I am using those words.
Yeah, yeah.
So devil should marry with a devil only.
Right.
So if a devil marries with an angel, so how they can be together, you know? So there will be too much fight, you know?
Yeah.
So, like
what
that.
What am I?
You know,
am I an angel, a devil, or a...
Your human sign.
Oof.
In that. In it doesn't make a difference, you know. Like,
saved.
Even devil are, you know, if you are not devil, I have noticed people have not progressed in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because,
if you're not a devil.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it is the devil. You have to be devil to... There are three.
Oh, like they haven't...
Like I see the three signs. Like
life.
If
yeah,
your sun
yeah.
sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign, if none is having a devil, you will be a great angel or
right.
great person which is highly respectable in this, but I have seen they don't rise to the height the devil rise, you know. Like if one part of it should be devil, because it makes them selfish and like, you know, that is what is my point of notice which I have seen.
Let me ask you, when you get horoscopes coming, like matching, especially for like matching of horoscopes, what do you think is the biggest problem with the way people come into relationships now?
To tell the truth.
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They're not telling the truth.
Because if you remember, I don't want to say the name.
Yeah,
in one,
the ex.
Last time when I came here, one of your friend's friend, she wrote me that she loves these two boys and tell me who is the best I want to marry. And when I see that, how I can say one is bad and one is good, though I know I can see that, but my conscience didn't allow me, you know. Tell, like, so you have to come with the one this thing and solution at a time when you are deeply
saying people we have too many options.
when once you are not sincerely involved, if you are ready, like if you are too much involved emotionally and other, you know, then it is very difficult. You should not consult an astrologer.
Right.
You should consult an astrologer if you are at the beginning, you know, of your relationship and before going into the more ahead, you know, or depth. Before that, you should consult.
Right.
Not you are having deep involvement personal with the person and then you ask, it is not good, you know.
When do you think I'm going to get married?
like, you know, the time phases come. It says that by April 2019, you must get married. From now only, it is there. But it is
up to
you.
If it doesn't happen,
I'm hopeless. See, when a good time comes, if people don't take advantage of that, time passes with easy.
Okay, but Daddy, can you tell everybody? Like, people don't believe me when I say that you once told me that that somebody would have to drag me down the aisle.
Means?
Yeah, that aapne mujhe ko bola. You said once to me that I was like you, that I would never get married unless somebody dragged me down the aisle.
Okay, no, that is some trait you may have from me. Because I was always scared of marriage.
Yeah.
I wanted to avoid marriage. Like, there were many reasons before, like maybe I was involved in politics. I used to thought that I will be the prime minister or this thing.
Yeah.
But that I dropped that idea because when I went depth in the politics, I found corrupt people, you know.
Yeah.
Not ideological people, not
so you gave up
people.
The fear of commitment.
So
from that.
I didn't like politics
so
because
really?
I was a very dashing boy, but at the same time I wanted truth, honesty, helping people, not like for my own development, you know.
This is all I want. I just want somebody
Why I'm interested in astrology. It is more associated with spirituality, not with for fame, gain, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That is secondary.
Yeah,
you know. But it is the spiritual part of life which has, you know, brought me here. You know.
Right. Listen, I mean, one day it'll happen for me, right?
Yeah, but
my mom's on the side, like, yep, if I'm here, yep.
No, I'm saying that, like, I was...
I'm kidding, I'm just
joking.
It is
not like
this
that.
This is all
joke. I was a little bit scared, you know, of marriage and its responsibilities. Then I used to think, oh, I have to have this and this and this, you know.
Until you met Mama, and then she was like, you're either getting married to me or...
Your Mama encouraged me, and I talked to her. And she was guiding me then to for marriage. It is not like that. I got so many opportunities for marriage, but
I know
it is. I was scared. I was scared of marriage. You know.
I hear you. Until you found the right person, it all worked out. Daddy, thank you so much for being on the show today. and for talking to us about astrology.
I have not talked anything, but I know. Anyway.
We'll have to keep going, Daddy. It's only only an hour-long show. Geez.
You didn't tell me. You yesterday evening, you said, why not you come there? I said, I never went on any radio show or anything. I got so many opportunities.
But this is just
I'm
the start.
Glad you gave me. Maybe it is my start and I will start going.
Exactly.
You know, because people in Canada, they ask me so much and they told me so much. And
so
I
now
said,
if
no,
people,
no, no, no.
If people want this, they can come find you. Now we can.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell people how to contact you, okay? Just, this is my show. Can I do my show?
Yeah, sure.
Kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Daddy, normally I ask every guest 5 questions on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really feel comfortable asking you these 5 questions.
You can ask me anything.
On the show?
Yeah. I will try honestly tell you
really?
Everything.
Really? Genuinely?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be weird.
Maybe weird.
This is going to be
care.
Very weird. But you have to give like a simple answer. It's not like a don't overthink the answer and blah, blah, blah. Just simple.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is going to be weird, guys. For anybody listening, I do 5 questions. It's our dating version of the Bernard Pivot questionnaire made famous on Inside the Actor's Studio. Daddy, here are your 5 questions.
You want me to give honest answers?
Yeah, honest, obviously.
Okay.
If you were single, okay, what is the first thing you notice about a potential partner? First thing.
You know, intelligence and beauty.
Okay, good. That's it. What is your one deal breaker? Like you would, no matter what happened, if this happened in your relationship, you would be out.
My wife or my partner having a relation with anybody else.
Cheating. What is one thing that, I don't want to use this word. What excites you about somebody else?
You know, it is always, you know, youthfulness, beauty, and intelligence. These are all combined. I want intelligent and beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, what are one of your strengths and one of your weaknesses in any romantic relationship? One strength, one weakness.
My strength is that I will never like try to cheat.
Yeah.
And I will always be firm. I will not, I will give everything of myself, you know.
And what's your one weakness?
In relationship.
He's like, what? I don't have weaknesses.
The weakness is that, like, you know.
We all have weaknesses.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. You know, in relationship, I'm always.
You're always
ready. Always 365 days ready for a relationship, you know. But
I'm saying, what is your weakness in it?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Interpersonal.
I'm coming.
Okay.
You have to wait for me. But provided my partner comes to me.
You're so funny. This is a tough one, okay? Everybody slows down here. Besides I love you, what 3 words would you want your partner to tell you? Any 3, but they have to mean.
What in my 3 words?
So if somebody, instead of saying I love you, what would you want your partner to say? Any other 3 words, if you got to pick them.
It's a very difficult question, but
yeah.
My partner is always with me, you know, for everything
what
she supports.
What can
you know?
She say to you besides I love you? 3 words.
Well, she never says love you, but she loves me more, you know. She loves me very much, but she never says loves you, you know.
Because, well, I mean, we're Indian.
I have learned from you only that love you and this thing. Otherwise, I never said to anybody I love you in my life, you know, except this thing, you know.
But what would you, okay, so not those words, any 3 words. So, like, for some people, they say.
For anything I do, if she says I'm with you.
Ah, I like it. I'm with you. Okay. Daddy, thank you for being on the show. If people want to find you,
sure,
email you.
Can they
email you? What's your email?
chetanchandel.cc@gmail.com.
So it's C for cat, H for house, E for elephant, T for Tom, A for apple, N for Natasha, chandel.cc@gmail.com.
And what I need is the
date of birth, place of birth, time of birth.
Place of birth and time of birth. Please write where, how accurate it is.
Yeah.
There are many methods of telling astrology. So accordingly, I will use it.
Right.
If you will say exact, I will use the that method,
yeah.
You know. And if you say half an hour difference or 15 minutes, whatever is there, it must be clear that,
yeah.
You know, the time, place, and...
And if for some reason you don't get a hold of him, you can email us at kindadating@gmail.com and we will put you in touch with my daddy. Guys, follow us on Kinda Dating, at Kinda Dating on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Everyone, Kinda Dating is presented by Meltdown Comics. Come visit us at 7522 Sunset Boulevard here in LA. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. Take a few seconds and review us on iTunes. And once again, you can reach us, send us your dating stories, thoughts, or if you want to contact any of our guests at kindadating@gmail.com. Finally, I know it seems tough out there, but just try. Till next time. The show is produced by myself and Mason Booker, who's also the audio engineer. Our associate producer is Aisha Holden. Opening music composed by Joe Lorenzetti, and our logo and graphics are by Jenna Yannick and K. Daniel Ellis.